Okay, so let's talk about those mysterious illnesses. You know, the ones the people always seem to get after they've been exposed to like a damp old house or something like that, and everybody always just goes straight to mold, right?
Right old, yeah.
But what if I told you that it's way more complicated than that?
Oh, it definitely can be.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we talk about these complex multi-system illnesses, a lot of times what we're really talking about is CIRS, chronic inflammatory response syndrome.
Right.
And the real twist, the real kicker here, is that mold might not be the only thing that's causing these problems.
That's right. And today we're going deep on some research from Mycotox.
Yep.
This is a company that specializes in microbial investigations. And what they found about the role that bacteria play in CIRS, this might totally change how we think about these kinds of illnesses.
Yeah, for sure. So to start off, maybe we should talk about what exactly CIRS is.
Yeah, what is it?
So basically, CIRS is when your body's immune system is stuck in overdrive. So it's triggering all this chronic inflammation, and that can affect, you know, a lot of your organs and systems.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, for a long time, mold exposure was considered like the main cause of CIRS, the big bad wolf.
Yeah, that's what I always thought too, but Mycotox is highlighting some groundbreaking research from doctors Ryan and Shoemaker, and this is really turning that idea on its head.
Yeah, absolutely. Their research suggests that it might actually be bacteria, not mold, that's
Yeah.
driving most of those inflammatory changes.
Okay, so when you say inflammatory changes, what does that actually mean? Can you break that down a little bit for me?
Sure. So basically, when your body's exposed to certain things that trigger it,
Okay.
you know, we're talking about things like mold, bacteria, even chemicals,
Right.
these things can actually switch certain genes on or off.
Oh, wow.
And when we're talking about CIRS, these changes can lead to runaway inflammation.
So mold was thought to be the main thing that was flipping those genetic switches, but now we're hearing that bacteria might be the bigger problem.
That's right. And the numbers here are really kind of startling.
Okay.
Previous research said that only like 7 to 12% of these gene expression changes were because of mold. But Ryan and Shoemaker's work indicates that bacteria could be responsible for like 70%.
Wow, 70%.
Yeah, it's a huge difference.
That's wild.
It really changes how we think about what the root cause of CIRS is for a lot of people.
Yeah, so if bacteria are playing such a big role in CIRS, I mean, shouldn't we be rethinking how we test for CIRS then?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mycotox is really emphasizing that we can't just be looking at mold anymore.
Right.
They're really advocating for testing for a lot more things in water-damaged buildings,
Okay.
including different types of bacteria and even cyanobacteria.
Cyanobacteria.
Yeah, you usually find it in water.
Right.
But it can grow inside too, in damp places.
Inside. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and if those traditional tests have been so focused on mold, there's a good chance that a lot of people have been getting misdiagnosed.
Yeah, that makes sense because if you're not testing for it, you're not going to find it.
That's exactly.
So, okay, someone's dealing with CIRS. How do they know if it's bacteria, mold, or something else?
Well,
Because the symptoms are so all over the place, right?
yeah, that's a really good point. The symptoms of CIRS can be so different from person to person
Right.
that it makes it really hard to figure out what's causing it.
Yeah.
But that's why this research is so important.
Okay.
It shows us that we need a way more comprehensive approach to testing and treating it.
That makes sense. Okay, so it sounds like we really need to be thinking outside the box here when it comes to CIRS.
Yeah.
But how do you connect the dots between the potential triggers, like bacteria, and the actual symptoms that people are having?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. Mycotox talks about this diagnostic tool.
Okay.
It's called visual contrast sensitivity, or VCS.
VCS, that sounds like something you'd get at the eye doctor.
Right.
What does that have to do with CIRS?
It might seem kind of surprising, but VCS can actually tell us way more than just how well you can see. Yeah. Research has shown that there's a strong connection between changes in VCS and exposure to things like volatile organic compounds.
VOCs.
Yeah, the VOCs that you find in water-damaged buildings a lot of times.
Oh, okay. So you're saying someone's vision could be affected by VOCs, and that could point to like a CIRS connection.
That's exactly right. But it goes even deeper than that because VCS changes have also been linked to those gene expression changes
Oh, wow.
that we were talking about earlier.
Right.
Remember, those changes are like a hallmark of CIRS.
Yeah.
So if someone's VCS is off, it could be a sign that something is messing with their gene expression. And that could be related to CIRS triggers like bacteria, mold, or even both.
Wow. So it's like VCS is like this window into what's going on in your body.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. Like a canary in a coal mine. Yeah, it's a warning sign that there might be something going on that needs to be taken care of. And what's really interesting is that VCS can be affected by exposure to certain kinds of mold and bacteria. So it can even help pinpoint what the main culprit is, you know, in a particular case.
Okay, so let's say someone's got some of those classic CIRS symptoms.
Okay.
You know, like fatigue, brain fog, maybe aches and pains.
Right.
They get their VCS tested and something's not right. What's the next step? Is there any hope for healing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's Mycotox is really big on the idea that knowledge is power when it comes to CRS.
Okay.
The more that you and your doctor understand about the different things that can be causing your problems, the better you'll be able to, you know, actually address the root cause and start getting better.
So it's not just about treating the symptoms. It's about actually finding what's causing the inflammation.
Exactly.
Mm.
And that's where comprehensive testing comes in. Mycotox offers all kinds of tests.
Okay.
That go way beyond just looking for mold.
Oh, okay.
They look for bacteria, cyanobacteria, and even other things like mycotoxins, which are those nasty compounds that some molds produce.
So they're really trying to fill in the gaps in those older testing methods.
Yeah, they are. But I bet this kind of special testing isn't easy to find, is it?
No, probably not.
You're right. It can be a real challenge. Not all doctors are familiar with CRTs or with the details of environmental testing.
Right.
That's why Mycotox is so focused on educating people.
Okay.
They've got a ton of resources on their website for regular people and for practitioners to learn more about CIRRs and testing options and treatment.
Yeah. So what does treatment look like for someone with CIRS then?
Well, unfortunately, there's no one answer that fits everybody.
Yeah.
Treatment really depends on the person and what's triggering their CIRS.
Okay.
But generally speaking, it involves a multifaceted approach.
Okay.
The first thing you got to do is figure out where the exposure is coming from and deal with that.
Okay.
So like if it's a water damaged building, you might need to do some serious cleaning.
Right.
Or even move.
Yeah, you got to get out of there. But what about the inflammation itself? How do you calm that down?
Well, there's all sorts of treatments that can help. Some people do well with medications like anti-inflammatories or drugs that affect the immune system.
Mm.
Other people find that natural therapies like herbal supplements or changing their diet makes a big difference.
So you just got to find what works for you.
Exactly.
Mm.
It often takes a bit of trial and error to find the right combination of things.
Yeah.
And you got to remember that healing from CIRS takes time.
Oh, okay.
It's not something that happens overnight.
Right.
But if you get the right support and advice, recovery is totally possible.
Yeah, it really does sound like there's just so much to think about when it comes to CIRS.
Yeah, there is.
And it's like a reminder that you can't always tell what's going on just by looking at something.
Right.
You know, just because a building looks fine on the outside doesn't mean that there isn't something bad hiding inside.
Exactly. And what's so interesting about Mycotox's work is that they're pushing us to think differently.
Okay.
We're starting to understand that, you know, this world of microbes and bacteria and stuff, it's a lot more complicated than we used to think.
Yeah, it's like we're peeling back the layers of an onion, and with each layer, we're finding out new stuff about how these microbes affect our health.
Right.
It's pretty crazy to think it all started with just a question about mold.
Yeah, it really is amazing how one question can lead to so many new discoveries.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes this whole deep dive so important.
Right.
We went way beyond just, you know, scratching the surface.
Yeah, we really did.
We really dug into how complex CIRS is and how big of a role bacteria might play.
So let's recap really quick just so everyone's on the same page.
Okay.
We started by talking about how mold might not be the only cause of these mystery illnesses.
Right.
Then we talked about Mycotox's research and how bacteria could be even more important than mold when it comes to CIRS.
Exactly. We also talked about how important it is to do really thorough testing.
Right.
Not just looking for mold, but looking for all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Like bacteria and cyanobacteria in those water-damaged buildings.
And we even talked about VCS. You know that simple eye test?
Right.
And how it can actually show what's happening deep down in your body and maybe even help figure out exactly what's causing the problem.
Exactly.
So I think the big takeaway here is that if you're dealing with weird symptoms and you've been in a water-damaged building, don't just assume it's mold.
Right.
Think about CIRS.
Yeah, and talk to an expert.
Yeah, get the right testing and support.
Definitely, because the more you know about CIRS, the better you can take care of yourself.
That's so true. So if this deep dive has got you thinking about CIRS and whether it might be affecting you,
yeah,
do some more research.
There's a lot of information out there.
Yeah, there are tons of resources from places like Mycotox and other reliable organizations that can help you out.
You're not alone in this.
Yeah.
And while CRS can be tough to deal with,
right,
catching it early and doing something about it is really important.
Uh-huh.
The sooner you figure out what's causing it, the better your chances of getting better are.
Absolutely. So we'll leave our listeners with one last thing to think about.
Okay.
If bacteria can play such a big role in CRRs, could they also be contributing to other chronic illnesses that we don't really understand yet?
That's a great question.
It's something to think about.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of science.
Right?
There's always something new to learn.
That's for sure. So stay curious, stay informed, and don't forget how important it is to learn about your health.